They were small, like full-sized people who had shrunk in the sun. They spoke to each other in undertones, saying things like,
"If your grace has any more bloomin' idea of where we is than us do, I'd be grateful if he'd say so. Otherwise, he should keep his big oafful hole shut."
And,
"All I'm saying, your worship, is that I know there's a graveyard near to here. I can smell it."
And,
"If you could smell it, then I should be able to smell it, 'cause I've got a better nose than you have, your grace."
All this as they dodged and wove their way through suburban gardens. They avoided one garden.
"Psst,"
hissed the Honorable Archibald Fitzhugh.
"Dogs!"
And ran along the top of the garden wall, scampering over it like rats the size of children, down into the high street, and up the road to the top of the hill. And then they were at the graveyard wall, and they went up it like squirrels up a tree, and they sniffed the air.
"Where, dog?" said the Duke of Westminster.
"Where? I don't know. Somewhere around here. Doesn't smell like a proper dog anyway,"
said the Bishop of Bath and Wells.
"Somebody couldn't smell the graveyard neither,"
said the Honorable Archibald Fitzhugh.
"Remember, it's just a dog."
The three of them leapt down from the wall to the ground, and they ran, using their arms as much as their legs to propel themselves through the graveyard, to the ghoul gate by the lightning tree. And beside the gate, in the moonlight, they paused.
"What's this when it's at home, then?"
asked the Bishop of Bath and Wells.
"Loomy,"
said the Duke of Westminster. Bod woke then. The three faces staring into his could have been those of mummified humans, fleshless and dried, but their features were mobile and interested, mouths that grinned to reveal sharp, stained teeth, bright, beady eyes, clawed fingers that moved and tapped.
"Who are you?"
Bod asked.
"We,"
said one of the creatures. They were, Bod realized, only a little bigger than he was.
"Is the most important folk we is. This here is the Duke of Westminster."
The biggest of the creatures gave a bow, saying,
"Charmed, I'm sure."
"And this is the Bishop of Bath and Wells."
The creature, which grinned with sharp teeth and let a pointed tongue of improbable length waggle between them, did not look like Bod's idea of a bishop. Its skin was piebald, and it had a large spot across one eye, making it look almost piratical.
"And I've the honor to be the Honorable Archibald Fitzhugh, at your service."
The three creatures bowed as one. The Bishop of Bath and Wells said,
"Now, me lad, what's your story, eh? And don't tell any porkies. Remember as how you're talking to a bishop."
"You tell him, your worship."
"You tell him, your worship,"
said the other two. So Bod told them. He told them how no one liked him or wanted to play with him, how no one appreciated him or cared, or how even his guardian had abandoned him.
"Blow me, Dan,"
said the Duke of Westminster, scratching his nose, a little dried-up thing that was mostly nostrils.
"What you need is to go somewhere the people would appreciate you."
"There isn't anywhere," said Bod, "and I'm not allowed out of the graveyard."
"You need's an old world of friends and playfellows,"
said the Bishop of Bath and Wells, wiggling his long tongue.
"A city of delights, of fun and magic, where you would be appreciated, not ignored."
Bod said,
"The lady who's looking after me, she makes horrible food, hard-boiled egg soup and things."
"Food?"
said the Honorable Archibald Fitzhugh.
"Where we're going, the food's the best in the whole world. Makes me tum rumble and me mouth water just thinking about it.
Can I come with you?
Asked Bod.
Come with us,
said the Duke of Westminster. He sounded shocked.
Don't be like that, Your Grace, said the Bishop of Bath and Wells. Have a blinking heart. Look at the little mite. Hasn't had a decent meal in I don't know how long.
I vote we take him, said the Honourable Archibald Fitzhugh. There's good grub back at our place.
He patted his stomach to show just how good the food was.
So, you game for adventure?
Asked the Duke of Westminster, won over by the novel idea.
Or do you want to waste the rest of your life here?
Bod thought of Miss Lipescu, and her awful food, and her lists, and her pinched mouth.
I'm game, he said.